Hare Krishna, I welcome all the devotees to our Prabhupada's Leelamrita summary session. And today, as part of the summaries, we are going to hear chapter 20 from His Grace Raj Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your precious time and valuable association this morning and giving the summary of chapter 20 of Leelamrita. So I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Please take over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanwa Pranam. Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you, Mataji. So, what is best than reading Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita? We read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but who gave us all these scriptures is our dearmost Srila Prabhupada. So, let's try to dive today in this chapter 20 summary. I will seek the blessings of all of the assembled devotees, please. Bless me so I can speak something useful because I'm probably last in the line after all of you because all you are so exalted devotees, so much knowledge about Krishna consciousness, so many services, so much time. I just feel like a small kid speaking in front of big devotees. So please bless me so I can speak something. We'll start with the pranam mantras. Glorify Prabhupada. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutupadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Vacha Kalpata Rubhasya Cha Kripa Sindhu Bhayeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Krishna to all the devotees. So a week ago, my sister Mataji, Vinita Mataji called me and said, Raj Prabhu, 1st April, April Fool Day, nobody is coming up. So come up. I said, okay, we are fools for Krishna, but Prabhupada, why not? Let's jump into the 1st April, Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. I had a big fortune to read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita with the Vancouver congregation, with His Grace Jayagovinda Prabhu, very, very nice devotee. But I had never reached chapter 20th of Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. So I read this chapter. It is so beautiful that I was thinking just to read from the chapter, but as long as I was going through the chapter, so many pictures, so many scenes are coming into front of my eyes. So we will share all this today, how we can glorify Prabhupada. And if somebody has any reflections, you can always unmute yourself right away in the middle. It's all good. I probably have to learn from all of you devotees rather than speaking in front of all of you, because you are so exalted devotees, all of you, that it's like showing a small lamp to moon. All of you are at that position and I'm nothing in front of you. So let's see this chapter 20. First of all, I would certainly like to speak why to read Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. We have so many other scriptures. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and so many other scriptures, which Srila Prabhupada itself has given us. So this is the reason why we should read Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, to understand what personality Prabhupada was, what he did for us, how many problems he went through. If we have to read the hard times which Srila Prabhupada went through, Lilamrita, many of us would cry. We would have tears in our eyes, what he has done for us, what Srila Prabhupada went through for all of us, that we can sit right now here in this Zoom group. But there are thousands of Zoom group going around the world, where people are, devotees are chanting glories of the Lord. And there are hundreds of ISKCON temples where devotees can go take darshan of lordships and have a blessing, just a blessing, a blast. This is all because of Srila Prabhupada. If we don't know about glories of Srila Prabhupada, and we just try to count our scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, as everything, but putting aside Srila Prabhupada, it will not help much. It's like having a big building without a foundation will fall down. Srila Prabhupada is foundation for us, for this big building. So if our foundation is Srila Prabhupada, then yes, we can have a strongest building of the world, of our spiritual building, of course, not a material building. So we should understand, I made some points, so I'll be reading through, and then we will certainly read from Lilamrita itself, because it is beautiful. So if Prabhupada was not there, and he would not have put his personality and his efforts making ISKCON, millions of us, including me, including all of us present in this session, we would be cheated by some other guru. And we have seen, especially in India, so many gurus who don't care really for your spiritual upliftment, but they do care for the donations and for their own greedy ideas. They don't care for your spiritual upliftment. Before coming to ISKCON, I had that experience where, of course, you have a guru and you can break the regulative principles. You can be a non-veg. You can drink. And they are okay with that. So that's not a guru. He's afraid of doing you, saying you what? Not to do the right things. So that's not a guru. Srila Prabhupada is the true guru, which just focused on our spiritual upliftment. How he pushed us. No, you have to, before initiation, we take vows that we will follow the four regulative principles. But even many devotees, I'm not a devotee, I'm just a new sadhaka. But it's like 2 years, more than 2 years, that I chant Maha Mantra. And it's impossible that you can even think of breaking the four regulative principles, because you get disgusted in yourself. You know Krishna is in you. So this is Prabhupada. This is what Prabhupada is. A malacha like me, he changed. So this is what Prabhupada is. So we should read about Prabhupada. So reading Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, we'll try to follow him. Of course, we have to follow footstep of Srila Prabhupada, not imitate, but follow Srila Prabhupada. And thanks to so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we have this beautiful website called Vedabase. We all know that. We all use it every day during our Bhagavatam class. And Vedabase has Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, because many of unfortunate people like me, like many of maybe you, we don't have the book actual itself, the Granth Raj, Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. But we have it on Vedabase, so we can use that. So thanks to Vedabase. So I made some points, so I'll just go through the points. So reading about Srila Prabhupada is to read about his character and to be steady in bhakti. This is very important, because Srila Prabhupada was always steady, always steady, always steady. We sometimes miss for some reason, because we worked on that Friday or Saturday very hard, and next morning we are not available. But Srila Prabhupada was always available for all of us, always. So this is what we read, and we would need to learn from Srila Prabhupada. We need to be always enthusiastic in our service. I don't need to say this to this group, because all of you are so, so, so great devotees, always doing something for the upliftment of all of us. So thanks so much. And what we need to do is to reach our goal. And what is our goal? Every morning we read 10 offenses. And after 10th offense, it says our goal is Krishna Prema. That's what our goal is, Krishna Prema. Our goal should be no else motives in this life but Krishna Prema. That's our goal is. So we will see how Prabhupada reacted or acted during certain situations. And we will see everything went right online. We many times do things and things might not go okay because we are not surrendered 100%. But Srila Prabhupada was 101% surrendered. He had only Krishna but nothing else. And everything went right online. So we will learn from Srila Prabhupada how to act in our life in certain situations. I was going through reading this Lilamrita, and some of the flashbacks were coming into my mind, which I will share what Srila Prabhupada did for us. We sometimes think, oh, the situation is not perfect for preaching or for talking about Krishna right now. So maybe some other moment. Oh, this guy seems too much of materialistic. Maybe some other moment I can talk about Krishna. But I have a few examples which will show us what Prabhupada did. So, first example, Malati Mataji. Preparing food for Krishna, lordships, our deities. Malati Mataji is smoking too. Now, dear devotees, I'm not in Krishna consciousness from a very long time. But whenever I read this, it relaxes my mind. Because when I came to Krishna consciousness, and I heard that from many other devotees too, when we are in Krishna consciousness for 5, 6, 7, 8 months, and we start chanting, and our family members, who are probably not Krishna consciousness, and they do something strange, and we are like, what are you doing? We seem like to be a big sadhu or something. So how tiny we are in front of Srila Prabhupada. We are nothing in front of Srila Prabhupada, actually. And Srila Prabhupada was so tolerant that he was tolerating Malati Mataji saying, okay, so please go and wash your hands and come back. And she's preparing prasadam for Radha and Krishna. So this is the level of Srila Prabhupada. This is example number one. We all have heard these examples, of course, but it's so beautiful to just remember ourselves what Srila Prabhupada is, what he done for us, and what we should do. We should be examples. We should be examples for ISKCON. We should be examples for everybody else. When people should see ISKCON devotees, ISKCON followers, they should think, yes, this is what I want to be. And because there is bliss. We all are happy when we are devotees. We all are happy when we are chanting. We all are happy when we are reading. We all are happy when we are contemplating on Krishna. We all are. Second example, another Prabhu. He's standing next to the Balaram deity and he's smoking. And he's putting the cigarette on the deity itself. Hare Krishna. Many of us would cry if something has to happen in front of us. But this didn't happen to Srila Prabhupada. He was tolerant. He tolerated all of this. He explained, this is not to be done. This is what Srila Prabhupada is, dear devotees. We can't imagine this. Just every time we go to the to any ISKCON temple or any temple itself, any Hindu temple where the Krishna deity is, we go there and we bow down ourselves. We bow down for sometime minutes. We ask forgiveness. We are unable to see the deities itself because we know how dirty we are inside. And here, somebody is smoking right next to Balaram deity. But mercy of Srila Prabhupada that today in all the temples of ISKCON, hundreds of temples of ISKCON, we have deities of Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Another example. And this is very heart-touching, dear devotees. This is like, I have no words. I can't explain this. First initiation of ISKCON, dear devotees. September 9th, 1966. So Srila Prabhupada has this initiation ceremony. This is first in ISKCON ever. So Srila Prabhupada, of course, has devotees over who are now becoming his disciples. So Srila Prabhupada prepared all this prasadam for the disciples. And what happened after the initiation? I won't talk about the initiation because Srila Prabhupada itself did it. So that's the topmost. After initiation, devotees had the initiation, had prasadam, and they left. And all the mess was being left for Srila Prabhupada itself. All the dishes to be cleaned, all the mess to be wrapped up, everything for Srila Prabhupada. This is unimaginable. Today, our Guru Maharaj has to come to our house. We will do anything and everything for our Guru Maharaj. This is what the respect is. But this is what our Srila Prabhupada is. These examples show us how humble we should. We should not expect any respect from others. And we should try to just get Krishna prema, try to serve devotees. This is what Srila Prabhupada has teach us. They are beautiful examples. They are heart-touching examples. They are true examples written from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada itself. So let us pay our obeisance to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we are reading from chapter 20, Stay High Forever. And it's October 1966 that we are in. So ISKCON is created in July 1966, 13 July. It was incorporated in New York. And right now we are in October 1966. So about 3 months after. So now I'm reading from Lilamrita itself. It is going back to 55 years, dear devotees. It's beautiful. Seems like Prabhupada is right in front of us, with us, and we can have darshan Prabhupada right through Lilamrita. So please pay attention. It's beautiful words. Prabhupada's health was good that summer and fall, or so it seemed. He worked long and hard, and except for 4 hours of rest at night, he was always active. Wow, dear devotees, 4 hours. How many of us sleep 4 hours? We always need that 5-6 hours of window, if not more some days when we are really tired. But Srila Prabhupada, even though he's writing in Bhagavad Gita that everybody should get sleep of 6 hours at least, he himself is sleeping 4 hours. Why? Why is because he's continue translating for all of us. This is the answer of why. He's not having that enough sleep for all of us. What is not having enough sleep according to the science? It means diminishing your health. So he is putting his health at risk just because of all of us. And then, of course, he got into ceremonies where he has to clean all the dishes. Haribol. This is Srila Prabhupada. Now, it says, Lilamrita says, he would speak intensively on and on, never tiring. And his voice was strong. His smiles were strong and charming. His singing voice loud and melodious. During Kirtana, he would thump Bengali Mridanga rhythms on his bongo drum, sometimes for 1 hour. He ate heartily of rice, dal, chapatis, and vegetables with ghee. His face was full and his belly protuberant. Sometimes in a light mood, he would drum with 2 fingers on his belly and say this resonance affirmed his good health. So many times Srila Prabhupada was, not many times, more than many times, he was in a good mood. You know, he will make his disciples laugh. He will, how beautiful it is to see your spiritual master clicking your belly with the finger saying, oh, now my health seems good. This is beautiful. This is the Srila Prabhupada, a mix of everything. So Krishna had put him in a different situation. He had received no help from his god brothers, no big donations from Indian business magnates, no assistance from the Indian government, but he was finding success in a different way. Yes, dear devotees, he was finding success in a different way. And today we all know what that success is. We as ISKCON are flourishing like nothing. So many temples, and we have TOVP, Dream of Srila Prabhupada, coming in Mayapur, which is one of the biggest temples on the planet. And this is the same Srila Prabhupada who wrote letters to his god brothers back in India, who begged from Indian government for the help, but nobody helped. He was just by himself. But actually, he was not by himself. He had the biggest help sent by Krishna. So devotees should be always happy living in this material world, just thinking that whatever Krishna is doing is good for us. This is the only key to be happy. Even if some problem come to us, we should always think, oh yeah, the problem was bigger actually, but Krishna made it really small. So that's the only key to be happy, to be successful, right? In our path of bhakti. Otherwise, we'll be in misery if we are thinking of problems. Problems are nothing. These are just actually mercy of Krishna. If I have to break my leg tomorrow morning, I should be happy. Yes, Krishna made it smaller. It was a bigger problem. This is what our average attitude should be. We should be thankful for what we have, these eyes. Not everybody has eyes in this world, dear devotees. Many people are blind. We should be happy that we have these eyes. We can see our deities every morning. Every morning we can see our deities and have darshan every morning. Many people can't hear, dear devotees. They don't know what you are saying to them. But we should be happy we have these ears. We should be thanking to Krishna. Yes, thank you. You gave us these ears. We can hear about you all the time. We can hear to lectures of Srila Prabhupada. We can hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Yes, we should be thankful. We should be thankful for this human body, dear devotees. We could be an ant. We could be cockroach. Could be anything. A dog, a cat, you name it. But we have this human body. We have association of Srila Prabhupada. We are with the association of devotees. So we should be every day thanking about this to God. Every day. So Lilamrita says, actually Prabhupada says this in Lilamrita. He says, Krishna sent me men and money. Yes, Prabhupada knew Krishna. Who knew Krishna more than Prabhupada? Nobody else. And Prabhupada says, Krishna sent me men and money. And that did happen. Prabhupada had nothing. We all know he had a few rupees, actually, when he went to America. He had nothing. But what is Prabhupada today? Prabhupada has hundreds of temples today. Hundreds of temples. And Krishna, this is all about because of Krishna. So Prabhupada was happy because his preaching was taking hold. This is very important paragraph, dear devotees. Please listen to this. This is how we can get mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was happy because his preaching was taking hold, just as Lord Chaitanya had been happy when he had traveled alone to South India spreading the chanting of Hare Krishna. So here we get a key. We can make Prabhupada happy. Yes. If somebody has to say, hey, you know how to make Prabhupada happy? Yes, it's right here in the line. He was happy because his preaching was taking hold. Bhakti is amazing, devotees. Bhakti is amazing. No words for bhakti. I can't explain it. It's amazing. Whatever benefit our speakers every morning will get reading Srimad Bhagavatam every morning or other sessions, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, same benefits our organizers will get. Shyamagauri Mataji, Vinita Mataji, Indulekha Mataji, and so many other Matajis and Prabhujis, Sureshwar Swam Prabhuji. All the service that you do, making the posters, arranging the meetings, timetables. Yes, this does make Prabhupada happy. Prabhupada is happy with all of this. This is bhakti. This is bhakti. Every aspect of bhakti is amazing. No matter what service we have, small, big, this is all about serving Srila Prabhupada, all about serving Srila Prabhupada. So Lilamrita says, Prabhupada's happiness was that of a selfless servant of Krishna, to whom Krishna was sending candidates for devotional life. He was happy to place the seed of devotion within their hearts and to train them in chanting Hare Krishna, hearing about Krishna and working to spread Krishna consciousness. So beautiful. He was not content with his newfound success and security at 26th Avenue, but was yearning to increase ISKCON as far as possible. This had always been his vision, and he had written into the ISKCON charter. This is one of the charters that we have in ISKCON. It's still valid, of course, because the incorporation was incorporated. So what is that charter says? To achieve real unity and peace in the world within the members and humanity at large. This is what Prabhupada's vision was. He knew what he was doing exactly, dear devotees. He was not just doing something just to do. He had exact vision where he was going to do, where he was going and what he was going to do. Srila Prabhupada has done everything for us, everything for us. He has given us these golden purports, not sleeping in the nights. Nighttime, everybody loves to sleep. All of us loves to sleep. Anybody can say, oh no, I can wake up at 1:30 chanting, you're a great Bhagavat. But honestly, I love to sleep in the nighttime. We wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, but Srila Prabhupada was not sleeping, dear devotees. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, he's translating for all of us. What age? 70 plus. This is not normal. This is not from this world, dear devotees. This is something hands down. Like Srila Prabhupada has done so much for us, so much. What he has given to us, dear devotees, we cannot pay him. It's impossible to pay him in one lifetime or two lifetimes even, or many lifetimes. What we can do for him, yes, make him happy, is just serve him. Serve him through his instructions. Serve him to best of our capacity, actually. Ravindra Swarupa, Prabhu says, it's a comment of one of the disciples, he never made a secret of what he was doing. He used to say, I want everybody to know what we are doing. Then one day, D-Day came. He said, we are going to chant in Washington Square Park. Everybody was scared. You just don't go into a park and chant. It seemed like a weird thing to do. But he assured us, saying what? You won't be afraid when you start chanting. Krishna will help you. Hare Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada. How true this is. If somebody has to come to our place tomorrow morning and say, now let's go on the street and chanting, how many of us are comfortable? Not many of us are comfortable. Many of us would be like, I don't know what to do. Go out and chant loudly Hare Krishna in a park. But yes, this is what Srila Prabhupada's power is. This is what our Acharya's power is. This is what he did. So, and then Prabhupada said, what is that beautiful line? You won't be afraid when you start chanting. Krishna will help you. Did Krishna help Prabhupada? Yes, big time, big time, big time. Krishna did help Prabhupada. We all know today what ISKCON is. And so many people, millions of people get their peace of mind just through ISKCON. There is no material thing that will give us peace of mind, but chanting and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So then the neighborhood is explained. It is very good to know where Srila Prabhupada lived, because we many times again think, I need to be in a good position to be talked just to for Krishna. Let's see where Srila Prabhupada lived. Prabhupada lived amid the drug culture in a neighborhood where the young people were almost desperately attempting to alter their consciousness, whether by drugs or by some other means, whatever was available. Prabhupada assured them that they could easily achieve the higher consciousness they desired by chanting Hare Krishna. It was inevitable that in explaining Krishna consciousness, he would make allusions to the drug experience, even if only to show that two were contrary paths. He was familiar already with the Indian sadhus who took ganja and hashish on the plea of aiding their meditations. And even before he left India, hippie tourists had become familiar sight on the streets of Delhi. The hippies liked India because of the cultural, mystic, and easy access to the drugs. They would meet their Indian counterparts who assured them that taking hashish was spiritual. And then they would return to America and perpetrate their misconceptions of Indian spiritual culture. And the next paragraph is what is happening, what happened in this paragraph. So one day, Srila Prabhupada said to his devotees, we are not staying here in this room anymore. We have to go out. Sankirtana movement. This is a real devotee. Srila Prabhupada is a true devotee. And he said, I'm not comfortable and we'll go out and chant. This is what's happening now. So devotees were not very happy. They were not feeling comfortable. On the top, Srila Prabhupada chooses Sunday, which is the most, rushy day in a park, especially in the 70s, where there was not much internet, so you can stick to your computer and whatnot. So you go out on a Sunday, right? So Lilamrita says, today, with a group of young men hurrying to keep with him, So young man can't walk with Srila Prabhupada, and he's 71 years old. As he headed through the city streets, obviously about to do something, he caused a stir. Tough guys and kids call out names and other laughs and made sounds. Arabs, Buddha, you forgot to change your pajamas. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, this is what our Srila Prabhupada went through. What will happen to us if somebody has to taunt us with all of these words? We'll probably go back home. We say, oh, it's too difficult to preach. People are calling me Arabs. You look like a Buddha. You forgot to change your pajamas. So many disgusting things. And he went through all of this, Srila Prabhupada. For us, dear devotees, please remember these. Whenever you think you are in problem, whenever you think the situation is doesn't feel very good to preach, whenever you think, oh, I can't do it, please, please remember these words which Srila Prabhupada heard from these lower class people, I would say. I'm sorry if I'm exaggerating, but this is what Srila Prabhupada went through. Situations will come where someone can laugh at us. Even our relatives can laugh at us. Oh, what is this? You're doing tilak, mala, chanting all day. What are you getting from this? They can laugh at us. It can happen. Trust me, it can happen. But our goal is just follow Srila Prabhupada. He was walking like a lion. We should be just servant of him and just following him, just doing what he said to us. And one day we will get the goal. We will get Krishna Prema. In this same lifetime, we'll get Krishna Prema. So, Lilamrita says, so they reached the park, of course. Lilamrita says, he began singing prayers that no one else knew. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Yutupadikamalam, Shri Guru Nuvashnavamsha. His voice was sweet like the harmonium, rich in the nonsense of Bengali melody. Sitting on the rug under a large oak tree, he sang the mysterious Sanskrit prayer. None of his followers knew any mantra but Hare Krishna. A curious crowd gathered to watch, though no one joined in. Within a few minutes, two policemen moved in through the crowd. Who is in charge here? An officer asked roughly. The boys looked towards Srila Prabhupada. Didn't you see the sign? And an officer asked. Swamiji furrowed his brow and turned his eyes toward the sign. He got up and walked to the uncomfortably warm pavement and sat down there. And his followers staggered after to sit around him. Prabhupada continued the chanting for half an hour and the crowd stood listening. A guru in America had never gone onto the streets before and sung the name of God. Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, how many lessons from this one paragraph? Just one paragraph. Every morning we read Shastashtakam prayers. What does it say? Nam nam kari bahuda niji sarva shakti tatra pita niyamit samarane na kala etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idarshan ihjani anuraga. Yes, Prabhupada was the first one who really showed there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the names of Krishna. He went into another country. He was first guru on the planet who went into America and go to the park to chant Hare Krishna names. He was being told by policemen he cannot sit on the grass. So he went onto the warm pavement floor and he showed us really there are no hard and fast rules to chant the holy names of the Lord. This is what Srila Prabhupada is. But he was playing a bongo. Today we need the best kartals. We need the best mridanga. If we want to play, no, he didn't need nothing. He really showed us. Atra pita niyamit smarane na kala. There is no hard and fast rule for chanting the holy names of the Lord. This is Srila Prabhupada, dear devotees. And this was a record. His name should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. First Kirtaniya in the park of America. So then there is another teaching, very important, sorry. When police officer came, Prabhupada was with many disciples. He could have said, oh, I'm sitting here. We are just chanting. He could have argued. No. Very important teaching for all of us. Big lesson. Law is law. As there is this law of the city or any country, we should be obeying the law. This is what Srila Prabhupada is teaching us right away. He's giving us an example what we should do. When there is a law, there is a law. We should obey the law. As there are material laws, there are natural laws, right? Like, so all laws should be respected. I was actually reading about natural laws the other day, and was reading about, just share a small thing which is not related actually, about camels. Camels are in desert, of course. Rajasthan has so many camels. I was reading how beautiful Krishna is. He gave camel three eyes actually, three eyelids. So one of his eyelid is transparent. So when he's walking in the desert and there is like wind blowing with the dust, he actually closes his eyes, which is transparent, so he can see through still. This is what Krishna is. This is what nature is, really, what is. It's beautiful. So coming back to the Leelamrita. So now there is most about Alan Prabhu, because this is a big chapter, so I did just a summary of it. So Alan Prabhu is one of the young people who completely relying on drugs like LSD and other heavy drugs, not to talk about. Some of them I never heard names, honestly speaking. So Prabhupada was with these people. So Alan Prabhu was, he became good listener to Prabhupada later. He asked once Prabhupada, are you going to make all these guys Brahmins? This is what the question was. And Prabhupada replied happily, yes, I will make them all Brahmins. And that happened, dear devotees. What a beautiful experience from Srila Prabhupada. He didn't know that time what's going to happen, but he had complete shelter of Krishna. This he knew for sure. So he said, yes, I'll make all Brahmins. And we know what happens in ISKCON today. We have so many devotees from all over the world, Russia, America, Europe, England, you name it. And they are going to Mayapur or staying in their own community and being a Brahmana, better than a Brahmana actually. So, and then another episode touched my heart. When this Alan Prabhu came to see Srila Prabhupada and he was leaving, how a devotee is so merciful that he puts another devotee into the seva. Like I am most fallen, but Vinita Mataji calls me and Raj Prabhu, can you do this class? Even if I'm not ready, I'm like, yeah, sure. I will read about it and then I'll. So this is how they put you in service. So there was Haigriva Prabhu when this Alan Prabhu was leaving. So Haigriva Prabhu talked to the Alan Prabhu and he talked about Srila Prabhupada's visa that was expiring. So they were supposed to hire a lawyer and he asked if he can help something. So Alan Prabhu right away donated $200, dear devotees, for the lawyer expenses. So this is one small episode that touched my heart. How devotees can put devotees into the service or even non-devotees into the service. And yes, we have seen this so many times. So Prabhupada's small temple on 26th Avenue was getting famous. And there were people who will come, especially after the Washington Park. You know, they know now, oh, there is a Swami who is speaking on life things and whatnot. Let's go. He says he's changed your life. So one of the I would say devotee, because whoever sees Prabhupada, I think is a devotee. Then it's up to him if he's taking it or not, but I think he's a devotee. So I will say devotee. One of the devotees came and asked Prabhupada. The context was Prabhupada is speaking. And while he's speaking, he asked Prabhupada, you are saying us, now this is question from the devotees. He's saying, you are saying us to chant Hare Krishna and to leave all these LSD and drugs. But you have not ever experienced LSD. Have you ever experienced LSD? Now he's asking Prabhupada. And of course, Prabhupada don't know what is experience after LSD, but certainly he knows what is experience after Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada says, I have not experienced that. What happened after taking LSD or drugs, but yes, my disciples have done that. And there were so many disciples, for example. So Prabhupada just says, Hai Griva Prabhu. He says, Hai Griva, can you explain what happens after taking Harinam shelter? And Hai Griva Prabhu says this. This is beautiful, dear devotees. He says, well, no matter how high you go on LSD, you eventually reach a peak. And then you have to come back down, just like traveling into outer space in a rocket ship. This is very famous example for Prabhupada. He has given this in Srimad Bhagavatam many times too. Your spacecraft can travel very far away from the Earth for thousands of miles day after day, but it cannot simply go on traveling and traveling. Eventually, it must land.
On LSD, we experience going up, but we always have to come down again. That's not spiritual consciousness. When you actually attain Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness, you stay high. Because you go to Krishna, you don't have to come down. You can stay high forever. Prabhupada was very happy. And here comes the handbill. Stay high forever. From here, from this small episode of Hayagriva Prabhu. So no more coming down. So then I will read completely the flyer that they printed at that time, 1966. It's a beautiful flyer. It was being distributed. It says, stay high forever, no more coming down. Practice Krishna consciousness. Expand your consciousness by practicing the transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting will cleanse the dust from the mirror of the mind and free you from all material contamination. It is practical, self-evident, and requires no artificial aid. Try it and be blissful all the time. Turn on through music, dance, philosophy, science, religion, and prasadam, spiritual food. Tune in, awaken your transcendental nature. Rejoice in the ocean of bliss. The process of sankirtana, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, brings about transcendental ecstasy. Drop out of movements employing artificially induced states of self-realization and expanded consciousness. Such methods only lead to spiritual laziness and chaos and all bring downs. Flip out and stay for eternity. Bhakti yoga has been practiced for many centuries and is authorized by India's great acharyas. Swami Bhaktivedanta is in the bona fide line of Krishna's disciplic succession. He has especially come to this country to spiritually guide young Americans. The International Society of Krishna Consciousness, 26th Avenue, New York. You are all cordially invited to come and bring your friends. This was the first flyer. And now we will go to the famous Tompkins Scare Park. This is October 9th, dear devotees. So after the successful kirtana in Washington Scare Park, Srila Prabhupada had regularly been sending out parades of three or four devotees, chanting and playing hand symbols through the streets and sidewalks of Lower East Side. On the occasion, they had been bombarded with the water balloons and eggs. And they were sometimes faced with bullies looking for a fight, but they have never attacked. Just stared at, laughed at, or shouted after Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, the first thanks we should do for the ISKCON itself is the first disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Just imagine you are going for Hari Kirtan, Hari Nam Sankirtan, and somebody is throwing on you water balloons, eggs, and trying to fight you. You are a devotee of Krishna. You don't want to fight anyone. You see Krishna in everyone. But now there is somebody who's trying to fight you. But they are still so humble and so much devoted to Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna. So my obeisance is to all of these great souls who did all of this for us at that time. So Srila Prabhupada arrives in this park. And then he started praying all the pranam mantras, which many devotees didn't knew. Of course, they most of them knew only Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And there is a long, I should read this, but I think I'm getting a little behind, so I'll go skip through this. It's a very beautiful description, though, of the park. So please, if you have time, chapter 20th is beautiful. So he was chanting the different mantras. He was, of course, after that, he chanted Maha Mantra. And there were so many people around him, so many, mostly Ukrainians and Puerto Ricans, small kids, and everybody around him. So this was our Srila Prabhupada, who was in the middle of, I would say, thousands of people, because the park is huge. But nobody knew what the Pranam Mantra is. Nobody knew Hare Krishna Mantra, other than his disciples or his followers there. But he gave this to everyone. Sukriti, when we listen, when we take prasadam in some ISKCON Jagannath Yatra, even we are not devotees, we get this Sukriti, which is very beautiful for us. Bhagavad Gita 9.14. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatatanscha dridvrata. Who explained this? Who worked on this for first? Srila Prabhupada. 9.14 says, he is always chanting my glories and endeavoring with great determination. And that's Srila Prabhupada, your devotees. Yes, he did this, 9.14. He showed us what is 9.14 Bhagavad Gita, how to do that. And then there is about Alan Prabhu. He's explaining about the park, about the hippies, Puerto Ricans there, black people there, and everyone. I was actually laughing at one of the incident. Prabhupada is so merciful. When he was doing this kirtan, ice cream vendor come there. So his business flourished because of Prabhupada. So he was selling more ice creams because the rush was there and everybody was listening to Prabhupada's. And they were buying some ice creams from this ice cream vendor. And Prabhupada at a certain point said to his disciples to dance. And they were dancing. They were there was Brahmananda Prabhu, Satyadisha Prabhu, who had flyers, all these flyers that we talked about earlier of Stay High Forever. They were dancing like Nitai Goranga. Srila Prabhupada is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they are dancing so beautiful, right in the middle of all these people who don't have a clue about Krishna. And after this, of course, so many pamphlets were being distributed. And so many people came to see our Krishna temple, our small adjusted Krishna temple at 26th Avenue that time. There was this long-haired girl who sit close to Swamiji and raised her hand and asked a question. She said, when I'm chanting, I feel a great concentration of energy on my forehead. And then a buzzing comes and a reddish light. This is a question from a disciple. Swamiji replied, just keep on chanting. It will clear up. So this is an answer for many of us. Many times we can think what's happening. So we should just keep on chanting. Just keep on listening what we say and just praying to Radharani and Krishna. After every round, we should give that round into their lotus feet so we can get their mercy. Krishna Prabhupada Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Swamiji replied, it will clear up. Well, what does the chanting produce? She seemed to be coming out of a trance now. Chanting produces chanting, Prabhupada replied. Just as when you are calling the name of your beloved, if there is someone you love very much, then you want to repeat his name again and again. It is out of love. Now, it is very beautiful, devotees. The next question, it came out from another devotee who was sitting there. A man spoke up without raising his hand. But isn't it just a kind of hypnotism or sound? Like if I chanted Coca-Cola, 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 wouldn't it be the same? No, Prabhupada replied. You take any word, repeat for 10 minutes, and then you will feel disgusted. But we chant 24 hours and we don't feel tired. Actually, we feel new energy. How true is this, dear devotees? If we have to take any sentence and try to repeat it, I think 10 minutes is too much. Even earlier, we'll be like tired in no time. But Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it gives us so much energy. It gives us so much bliss. Many times we chant and we are thinking of our emails, but then we bring back, oh, Krishna, what I'm doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna. We want to do that. We want to chant Hare Krishna because this is what Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is. So these are some doubts cleared by Srila Prabhupada for the devotees who were sitting there. October 10th, it was early. Swamiji had not come yet down for the class and the sun had not yet risen. Satswarupa and Kirtananda sat on the floor of the storefront, reading a clipping from the Morning Times, the New York Times. The ecstasy of the chant or Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this was in the news now, dear devotees. Srila Prabhupada, who is just in 1 year in America, struggling hard, no help, he's all in the newspaper that he is spreading Krishna's name. Kirtananda said, the Swami said, that's the best part because they have printed the mantra. It's all perfect. Whoever read this can be purified just the same as they have chanted. What a beautiful thought from Srila Prabhupada. When he read the newspaper, he didn't give any other comment, but he said, oh, everybody will read Maha Mantra. That's enough. This is a pure devotee, dear devotees. He was just happy that everybody will read the paper and see, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then they'll switch the page, but he was happy. He said, oh, this is amazing. That's perfect. So this is the first newspaper who had Srila Prabhupada's Leela in that. It's a Leela. And the second one now, latest edition of the East Village Other, the front page was filled with a two-color photo of the Swamiji. His hand folded decorously at the waist, standing in yellow robes in the front of big tree in Tomskin Square Park. Above the photo, single headline, save earth now. And beneath was the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Such a beautiful thing, dear devotees. Two newspapers are already printing for Srila Prabhupada. October 12th, there was a rally in October 12th. It was a Love Pageant rally marking California's new law prohibiting the possession of LSD. So this is a rally prohibiting the possession of LSD. Now, see, dear devotees, what Krishna devotees are able to do. The rally promoters urged everyone to come to Tompkins Scare Park in elaborate dress. Although the devotees had nothing to do with LSD laws, they took the rally as another opportunity to popularize the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they went with the Swami's blessings, carrying finger symbols and a homemade tambourine. This is what real devotees are. They were not supposed to go in a rally which are opposing the possession of LSD. They said, no, there will be lots of people. Let's spread the Krishna name. This is what we should learn. This is what we should learn. October 13, the Village Voice ran for large photographs of Love Pageant rally. The article stated, backbone of the celebration was the mantras. Now they're talking about the LSD possession rally. And the backbone of the celebration was the mantras, holy chants from the Sanskrit Bhagavad Gita. And for 3 hours, it became like a boat of sea of rhythmic chanting. Led by 15 disciples of Bhaktivedanta Swami who operates from a storefront on 2nd Avenue, the mantras ebbed and flowed with the rhythm of drums, flutes, and soda cup tambourines. Last paragraph, dear devotees, and then we'll end it here. There were so many other devotees. Certainly, I would say most fortunate because they had direct association of Srila Prabhupada. They were being initiated by Srila Prabhupada. There were Judy Mataji, who later became Jadurani Mataji. There was Dan, there was Bob Prabhu, who later became Rupa Nuga Prabhu. So there is a little bit about Judy Mataji, but I'm reading this because this will show us what Prabhupada was always thinking. Let's read this and see how beautiful this is. Judy began to attend both morning and evening classes. She had to rise by 5 o'clock to get to the storefront on time. And her mother and father protested, but Judy didn't care. She would ride an hour and a half on the subway before dawn downtown to the Swami's meeting, where she would be the only girl present. When the Swami heard that Judy was an art student, he asked her to paint for Krishna. So now Srila Prabhupada is asking Judy to paint for Krishna. She set up the canvas in the front room of the apartment, and under his guidance, she began painting. So dear devotees, what is the first assignment for Judy? Anybody knows? No, I'm not asking. I'm sorry. So that assignment, now please listen to this. For her first assignment, he asked her, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada asked her to paint a portrait of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. This is what Srila Prabhupada is. He is spreading Krishna in America. He is in newspaper. He has no tinge of greed of anything. First thing he asked from Judy Mataji is to paint Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur portrait. This is what Srila Prabhupada is. This is what we should learn. This is what, why should we follow Srila Prabhupada? He gave her a photo and instructed her, there should be a flower garland around Guru Maharaj's neck. The tilak should be yellowish, not white. Nice instructions. And there should be no effulgence or halo around his head. Dear devotees, this was a small summary of chapter 20th of Srila Prabhupada Lila Amrita. I'm so glad that I read that. I feel blessed. I feel near to Krishna, near to Prabhupada. And thanks to Vinita Mataji, Gandharva Mataji, who told me do this. So this made my Friday. This made my weekend. So thank you so much, dear devotees. Most of it was coming from Lila Amrita. But of course, if I made any mistake, it's completely my mistake. It's nothing from Lila Amrita or I heard from anybody. If everything was good, it's all coming from Lila Amrita, nothing from me. So thank you so much. I will stop here. I hope there is no questions. So yes, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Jai Raj Prabhu. What a wonderful class, Prabhu. We are completely immersed in your class from starting to the ending. And I can observe clearly that how you are completely involved from day to day in Krishna consciousness, Prabhu. Like we have matchless gift shop. All the Srila Prabhupada's disciples are matchless. They are unique. and you are one of the disciple and you are one of the devotee. Best example, Prabhu. You are very unique in your way of being your sadhana, Prabhu. And I can see your sadhana, your realizations. Very, very wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you so much for coming on this Friday and taking up this chapter and giving this very, very wonderful summary, Prabhu. All the examples from starting to ending. Very, very wonderful, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so dear much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, Prabhu. But from starting of this summary, Prabhu, I see the devotees' realizations, how they are unique in presenting their own way of presenting Leelamrita, adding Krishna consciousness, adding their own bhakti flavor. It's very, very unique, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, anybody would like to share their realizations for this summary of chapter 20 to Raj Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. What a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Your classes are amazing. Last time when you did Krishna Kathamela story, that time also it was very nice. And now also you made us to go and go to the times where Srila Prabhupada, as you said, right, we can see Srila Prabhupada when we are reading. And with your realization added to it, we could see Srila Prabhupada. And also, Prabhuji, you were telling about the service, like, you have so much of a hanker to do the service. Like when first time when you joined this call, you were putting in the chat, Mataji, I'm in a wrong place. Is this only for Mataji's classes? And then, before also there were a couple of people who used to come in the mid-morning chanting, especially men's Prabhuji's, and they used to write this message. And when we say that, no, this is everybody, but still, seeing only Mataji's chanting in mid-morning, they used to just don't come back. I thought you are also one of them, but you were there next day. I was surprised to see you next day. And the way, you were like so eager to do services. And when the service opportunity is there, you will never say no for that. And so, so nice, Prabhuji. So, so nice. Your services, devotees will give, but there are very few people who will accept it. You are one of them and you're very nicely accepting the service. Doing it very nicely, Prabhuji. Such a beautiful summary of Srila Prabhupada Leelamrita. And you were telling me you should not have any fear to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So true, Prabhuji, we should not have any fear. And how Srila Prabhupada has went through so much, right? And we should be very grateful to him. Thank you. Thank you so much for such a beautiful presentation. Hare Bol.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for...
And also I was thinking one more thing, like you were telling, right? Just practicing 3-4 months or 1 year, we think like, others are not doing so well. Oh, look how they are doing. Where we were there before 1 year, right? We were even worse than them, I guess. So sometimes, but still by just practicing for 1 year, we get so much of pride in us that see, oh, they are not doing so. We should not treat them well or we should not talk to them. We don't try. Instead of helping them, we are trying to criticize them, which is really very bad. So we should try to, get that thing of like how Srila Prabhupada has did. And you are telling one more interesting heart-touching point that when somebody sees us, they should know, wow, this is ISKCON devotee. Then they will come and see and follow us. By seeing us, they will follow. That was really very nice. Prabhu, by seeing you, many people will come. You are such a sweet devotee. Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a beautiful heart-touching class. Hari Bol.
Thank you for engaging me, Mataji. It's because of you I'm here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Raj Prabhu, before going into questions, Prabhu, I don't know your Krishna consciousness journey, Prabhu. Can you briefly explain? I missed the Krishna Katha Mela. I attended for a few minutes, but due to some work, I was disconnected. But can you share a few minutes about your Krishna conscious journey, Prabhu?
Yes, Mataji, sure. So I joined Mataji. ISKCON, let's say ISKCON. I was in, it was October 2019 when I first heard Amoghalila Prabhuji's lecture. Actually, I was very hyper all the time. I was breaking all the four regulative principles. I was eating, I was drinking, but it's like been a few years. I was asking for my wife every night. I would say, Anshu, what is life? Like, what are we doing? Why we are here? Why we work hard all day
And after 60, 50, 60 years, one day we will just go away. What is the meaning of this life? So one day I was frustrated for some reason. I don't remember what reason was that. It's October 2019. And I heard the lecture of His Grace Amolila Prabhuji. And that lecture touched my heart. And after 1 week, I quit. It was 14th October when I quit drinking and eating even onion or garlic and started chanting. So first when I started chanting, I thought ISKCON devotees are maybe fake. You can't chant 16 rounds. How can you chant 16 rounds? There is not enough time. So I was chanting a few rounds. But then by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I went to 16 rounds in a couple of months. In March 2020, I started chanting 16 rounds. And then I went into the association of Vancouver congregation online. Actually, I was searching Krishna devotees, ISKCON devotees, and I went there. And actually, at that time, there was this new virus, coronavirus. So I joined them, and I since joined them. Actually, I can't join this session at this time because there is Bhagavatam class over there. So I joined them, Vancouver congregation. It's a very beautiful congregation too. So that was January 9th when I joined them. Actually, I had actually dates written here. So and then 19th June, I was very fortunate to talk to video call to His Holiness Navya Yogendra Swami Maharaj. And he made me chant mantras and he made me chant Srila Prabhupada's mantra. Now, I don't know if that became my initiation or what, but I loved that. So I did that. And later, Vancouver congregation don't have any chanting sessions, just to let you know, even today, still today. So later, I was continue thinking, oh, I need to chant more somehow. So because now again, Swami Maharaj told me to chant 32 rounds. So I said, I need to chant more. So I was searching chanting groups in Northern America, and I found Bhakti Sangha, Japa group. So July 13th, 2021 was the first day I joined Bhakti Sangha. And that's when it was our time, 8 o'clock. And thank you. And that when I joined, there were 7 or 8 Matajis chanting, and I jumped in. And I wrote to the host, of course, who was Her Grace Vinita Mataji. I said, is this only for Mataji? So I will quit. And then she says, no, it's for everybody. So I thought, okay, there is no Prabhuji right now, but I started chanting. So this is what how my life started, Mataji. It is a bliss since then. I enjoy Krishna Mahamantra. It helps me too much. I have been through many phases of life. Financial, money-wise, whatever, it just gives you frustration. Material people will try to cheat you all the time. Somehow or other, they'll try to get money out of you. Or, you know, it's nothing about you. It's about them. But this process is all about relating your soul to Krishna through devotees, through service. So it is a process that I can recommend to anyone and everyone in whole planet. No matter which nationality they are from, no matter where they are born, in Pakistan, in India, in Punjab, in Kerala, wherever, this is the process which gives you real bliss. And yes, thank you so much.
Very, very nice journey, Prabhu, your Krishna conscious journey. Within short span of life, you got a very deep realization, Prabhu. Within 2019 to 22, within short span, you got a deep realization. Very inspiring, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
It's all about Srila Prabhupada's teachings and all about even this group is very helpful. You know, every morning we listen Krishna Katha, and so many exalted speakers are there to speak. I love His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. I love Amrinder Prabhu. I love Amoglila Prabhu. I love Chaitanya Charan Prabhu and so many other exalted devotees who just connect you to Krishna all the time. And seeing the seva of all of you, it's just pushing me more and more to Krishna. So that's...
But I see so many devotees, Prabhu, but they take some time to reach to this stage. But within short span of life, within joining Krishna consciousness, sorry, ISKCON, you have reached so much great in the Bhakti Prabhu as by my knowledge. I feel that you got very deep realizations, Prabhu. It's very, very wonderful, Prabhu, to see you have this strong faith in Krishna. I have seen so many devotees, but within short span, they did not get this much Bhakti, Prabhu. Very nice, Prabhu. Jai.
I am nothing, Mataji. I'm nothing. It's all glories of Srila Prabhupada. It's all Srila Prabhupada who saved us, I think. I think whenever we see anyone who is a non-devotee or anyone who is even eating meat or he's drinking or he's not on the path of Bhakti, there is only one difference between him and us. Only one difference. No other difference. We are still on a very lower level. The one difference is that we have Prabhupada and he don't have Prabhupada. That's the only difference. Everything else is same. We are so fortunate to have Prabhupada that there is no words to explain that.
Correct. 100% Prabhu. You have seen other side of the life and you are seeing other side of the life. Very true.
Hari Bol Mataji. Yes, Mataji. I have seen so many sides. Yes. This is the best side. Nice, I can 100% say that.
Yes. Very nice, Prabhu. Yeah. Dear devotees, please go ahead. I have taken so much of your time. So sorry.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, and all glories to your wonderful class, all glories to the frustration that brought you to Krishna, that brought you to the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So happy to have you in our association, Prabhu. And what do I say? Your class was beautiful, but more than that, your innocence is anybody can hear your innocence, your sweetness through your classes, your words. We experience it almost every day in the morning, our Srimad Bhagavatam classes. But hearing from you full 1 hour was so nectarian, Prabhu. Thank you so much for doing this. All glories to Vinita Mataji for bringing you here. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Honestly, I love this line of being innocent. I'm going to show this video to my wife later.
Jai Ho Gopinath Ki.
Which one, Prabhu? I didn't get you. I'm sorry. What did you say, Prabhu? I didn't get you, sir.
I said I love the line of being innocent. I'm going to make this to my Prabhu. Wife, my wife later.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, that's why Vaishnavas are supposed to be very simple, and you are a leading example for us, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Mother, you are example for everyone.
No.
You put me in so many different groups that I wouldn't even imagine. So
it's your class, Prabhu. Let the glorification be yours. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam to you.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Your class was so wonderful because your enthusiasm is contagious. I was smiling the whole time you were speaking because it was so lovely to hear you speak and your realizations about Srila Prabhupada and everything. You know, everything that he sacrificed to give this movement to us is just... it is astounding, and your appreciation of it, just you just glow when you speak of Srila Prabhupada. And that's such a beautiful thing, you know, to have that kind of connection to him. You know, we were not fortunate enough to get to meet him and to take his association. But it's, for me watching you, it's like you did get to meet him. You it's like you are one of his disciples because you have such deep appreciation for him. I was also thinking as you were speaking about the devotees or his followers, you know, dancing in the park. And all I could do is look at your background because I always appreciate your background. Yeah. And it was just so sweet. And I could, and even in my mind, I was envisioning you dancing along with them. You are just, you're a Srila Prabhupada man. You are. So thank you so much. It's so inspiring to see your enthusiasm and your love for Srila Prabhupada. And like Shama Supriya Mataji said, in such a short time, you have such deep realizations. And I'm so grateful to have you in our group. I'm so glad that we get to all take your association.
Thank you, Mataji. I am grateful to have your association, actually. You are inspiring for me, and I'm pretty positive for many other devotees. Me, as born in India, I was raised in Krishna. You know, we used to hear about Krishna, see Krishna's deities in different temples, if not ISKCON. But your Krishna Katha hearing and you're being in classes present, you're being in present in some groups where I saw you in that YouTube session of His Holiness Navi Yogendra Swami Maharaj. So Mataji, you are inspiring, honestly speaking. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Oh no, Prabhuji, I'm just so grateful for all of you. This group is amazing. And thank you all for coming from India and being here. You know, coming to North America like Srila Prabhupada did and giving us your association. It's so precious and so sweet. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Raj Prabhu, this is Komadi Kitasi. Very, very nice. You spoke about the Prabhupada nectar. Wonderful. I was wishing that you can just go on. It was very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Komadiki Mataji. You are inspiration for all of us, actually. I always wanted to talk to you, but I never knew what to talk. So today, thanks for talking to me. Please bless me, Komadiki Mataji, so I can just progress on this path of Bhakti Mataji. That's what I need from you. Please bless me, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Go on progressing. All
thank
the way.
You, Haribol.
All the way, Prabhuji.
Haribol.
Don't stop. You, don't stop or don't get off anywhere. Just keep going straight. Because there will be so many attractions.
Thank
but don't
you.
Go there. Just thank keep you. On going up and up and up. All
thank
the way.
You. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. I'm very happy that you know we have, like you're very young and you have taken the Krishna consciousness very nicely. It's very, very nice.
Yes, Mataji. I certainly feel I'm fortunate that I came to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, life was, I can say, life is a hell without Krishna consciousness. We don't know what we are doing. Certainly, Mataji.
But now you know. That's better.
Yes, Mataji, now it's good. Now life is amazing. We just need to serve Krishna and devotees. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. No questions regarding the class. I'm just taking advantage of the fact that you gave class today to let you know how I feel every time I see you on the call or I see you hosting the program. You know, the feeling is I'm always struck by the sweetness of your persona. And it's just a very striking thing for me. And so I always feel it. So I'm just taking this opportunity to finally express it. And in addition to that, I'm only learning today how far you've come in such a short period of time. And so the actual one question I have for you is if you would please bless me with your seriousness. So thank you for sharing your story and inspiring.
Gail Mataji.
To ask you this.
It is completely opposite, Mataji. You need to bless me so I can get some intelligence, so I can ask some questions, Mataji.
No, the real intelligence is to apply what
No, Mataji.
And you have done that. You have done that. And so I'm just asking you, you know, I'm not faking this thing. I'm actually asking you to please bless me with the ability to apply as you have done in my own life. So again, thank you so much for being you, being so sweet in your persona and sharing your association with us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. Please bless me, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I think Mataji, Supriya Mataji, we can end the class.
Please, Prabhuji, I take 2 minutes. Srila Prabhupada's
Mataji, Hare Krishna. Mataji, please don't say anything about me. Please say something about Srila Prabhupada and please bless me. I know you glorify so many speakers, Mataji. I am not a speaker even. I was just being dragged into the service. So please, Mataji, please say something about Srila Prabhupada and bless me.
these two things.
Yes, Prabhuji. First of all, we are so grateful that we see you and Stephanie Mataji and Vinita Gandhari Mataji in a Bhakti Sangha morning, Prabhuji. I want to explain that I'm so lucky that from last 5 years working, taking care of senior citizen. So I can hear 10 to 11 Japa also, and I can hear lecture also, morning lecture also. That is the blessing of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, doing very little seva in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, but I get that seva. And Prabhuji, you explained about the Jadurani, and I take only 2 minutes, Prabhuji. You told me to explain about Srila Prabhupada. Today we are cooking Srila Prabhupada seva, so not able to make a notes for that, please forgive me. You explained about the Jadurani and Rupanuga Prabhu, Bom Prabhu, Jadurani Mataji, with his parents. He opened the Subway store, and then 1.5 hours he went to the Srila Prabhupada Mutha class. And Srila Prabhupada has given a first seva to Sri Jadurani Mataji, that to paint Shishi Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and make a flower garland and yellow tilak. And they never see Lord Krishna, but how sincere they are in a bhakti, that they get the association of Srila Prabhupada, and then she make a Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that portrait, not portrait, that seva. And then she make a second seva, Lord Krishna's deities she drew. So it is very difficult to preach abroad, Prabhuji, because there is so many things write down in a newspaper. You explained that, but Prabhupada is not seen all that things. He read only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Material person is like a bichu ki tarah dank dete, but when devotee will give a, when we give them our hard work money, and when they are not returning, Prabhuji, it is very painful. But kuch agle janam ka hisab kitab hoega, Prabhuji. So we have to forgive and forget them. Ajji Ram Prabhuji said that in our Ajji Adi Kadar Prabhu, even in temple we see the, I don't want to say anything, Prabhuji, because our Adi Prabhuji told me, I nako aisa man dukh man nako kar, sab thik ho jayega. So in temple also we can see the two parts, and it is really very difficult for to see all these things, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada will not happy. We have to stay, hold each one hand. We all sit in Srila Prabhupada boats. We hold each one hand and serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Srishi Radha Gopinath, Srishi Radha Madan Mohan, as Das, Das, and Das. Yes, Prabhuji, that difference is there, the ego is there, but how it's come in bhakti, Prabhuji? And you explain about so many difficulties came in a path of bhakti, but we should not deviate it. Agar difficulty aaye, to bhi जोर से डीओटी के पैर पकड़ के रखना है, वो चाहे थप्पड़ मारे चाहे गुस्सा करे, पर उनके पैर नहीं छोड़ने हैं, वो ही सीखा है इतने साल में. और प्रभु जी, यू आर सो लकी दैट यू गेट अ भक्ति संघा इन अवर गुजराती फैमिली. दे आर नॉट अलाउड टू गो टेम्पल, सो फर्स्ट 8 years किशोर इज कमिंग टू अवर होम एंड टेकिंग क्लास, एंड सी ब्रिंग अ कैसेट ऑफ वॉट एवर गुरुदेव एंड all the Maharaj is coming, Ajit Jaipataka Maharaj, Ajit Bhakti Charu Maharaj, whatever they explain, they see bring a cassette, I just hear it, because we are staying in a joint family. So morning, so happy to see your smile face, you, Stephanie Mataji, Shama Gori, and Vinita Gandharva Mataji, Prabhuji, we all chanting together. And yes, Prabhuji, we are so happy that when we get the seva. And today's class, मुझे बोलने दो प्लीज प्रभुजी, वन मिनट. टुडेज क्लास प्रभुजी, आपने वो डाइजेस्ट किया है, इतनी अच्छी तरह आपने एक्सप्लेन किया, जैसे सिटिंग इन श्री राधा गोपीनाथ एंड हियरिंग फ्रॉम सीनियर ब्रह्मचारी, दैट मच पोटेंसी इन योर क्लास प्रभुजी. वी आर ड्रॉपिंग प्रसादम एंड कमिंग प्रसादम, सो नॉट एबल टू मेक अ नोट्स प्रभुजी, बट हाउ मच श्री प्रभुपाद इज सिटिंग इन अ गार्डन एंड मेकिंग करताल एंड सिंगिंग. एंड लास्ट ईयर प्रभुजी, 8-9 days I continues on a road Kartal Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and nobody is coming and nobody is response, so I stop it. So how foolish and how last bench student, Prabhuji, we are, and how Srila Prabhupada is serving his spiritual master, C.C. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Adesh. Pray for us, Prabhuji, that we will serve Das, Das, and Das, and never ever, कभी भी हम हमारी सेवा बंद ना करें प्रभु जी, कोई हमें रिस्पेक्ट दे या ना दे, वी हैव टू कम कंटिन्यूस अवर सेवा फॉर श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव श्री राधा गोपीनाथ. फॉरगिव एंड फॉरगेट. हरि हरि गौरांगा. श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय. गोपीनाथ की जय. थैंक यू प्रभु.
थैंक यू वृंदा गोपिका माता जी. थैंक यू सो मच. जस्ट कीप गिविंग अस दर्शन. व्हेन यू गो टू द टेंपल यू शो द दर्शन, सो दैट्स वेरी गुड. एंड जस्ट प्लीज ब्लेस मी सो So I can just progress in path of bhakti, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji. I think Jaipataka Maharaj came here, so we get a association of them. And especially the stick of Sri Sri Jagannath stick. And teaching us so many things in a kitchen. Maharaj is sitting, but there is so many notes of given by H.J. Jaipataka Maharaj. And pray for us that we will serve all over the world, Vaishnava will come. Serve them, Das Das and Das. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Prabhuji, aaj ka class aapka itna inspiring tha, Prabhuji. Aap aise hi, jaise main aankh band karke bolte rehti hu, aise hi aap ek ke baad ek Srila Prabhupada Leela Amrita bolte the. Hari Hari Gauranga.
Thank you, Mataji.
Especially wo Hari Griva Prabhuji's pastime, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada
Leela Amrita. Pranam to you, Mataji. On to your lotus feet. Hare Krishna.
Lalitangi Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. So nice, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class. I liked how you took some practical points from each paragraph. You said that someone who's asking a question, of course, anyone who comes in touch with Prabhupada is a devotee, whether they take it or not. That was very wonderful. And how we can offer, after every round of chanting, we can offer that at the feet of Sisi Radha Krishna. So many nice practical realizations that how we continue to chant. And you are observing that they were only few months old and they went into that rally, and how they were they gave themselves up to serve Srila Prabhupada. And so, you know, we are very grateful to these initial devotees of Srila Prabhupada. So many nice points like this, Prabhuji. I'm sorry I couldn't recollect everything, but it was such an amazing session with all your realizations. Thank you so much for sharing your story of how you came to Krishna consciousness. Very inspiring to have your association, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Please bless me so I can just progress, Mataji. Hare Krishna. I can serve Mataji. Okay, Mataji, I think we can end.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to this wonderful session, Prabhuji. Like everyone said, of course, when you come itself, you bring a smile to our face. You bring that very, very pleasant aura that you have to the group. So I'm very grateful for your association and very thankful for this class, Prabhuji. I mean, you showed us exactly. I mean, especially the way you explain things, we can visualize it very clearly. So the one incident about how Srila Prabhupada, he undergoes so many trials, so many he suffers through, but he is ready to do anything for Krishna. He's ready to do anything for his disciples so that they can also progress. So we are very fortunate to be in this moment. I'm very fortunate to have your association too. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And thank you for all your help. You are there like any service in the morning also. The moment someone says they're not available, you're there to fill in. You are there to do the service. So all glories to your service. And please, please continue to be with Bhakti Sangha. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Indulekha Mataji. Thank you so much. I don't deserve all those nice words, Mataji. But I think you should end the call. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you so much, Raj Prabhu, for giving your very valuable time with us and enlightening our day, Prabhu, with your realizations. Really, really sweet class, Prabhu. So with this note, I would like to take your permission and all the devotees' permission to end this session. Vancha
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
All the assembled devotees.
Jai.
Jai. Jai.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today's class. We'll meet again tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.